This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said late on Thursday his trip to the U.S. has yielded significant results after President Joe Biden announced a new $325 million military aid package for Kyiv to fight against Russian invaders. Speaking in a self-recorded video, Zelensky thanked Biden for the new defense package, including a long-term agreement which would see Ukraine produce necessary weapons with the U.S. After seeking international support at the United Nations on Wednesday, Zelensky came to Washington on a blitz across town that included meetings with Biden, military leaders, a visit to the U.S. Capitol, and an address in the evening at the National Archives Museum. After a lull, asylum seekers have adapted to U.S. immigration changes and again have overwhelmed border agents, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Biden administration is sending 800 active duty military troops to the border, adding to the 2,500 National Guard members there. In tiny Eagle Pass, Texas, nearly 6,000 migrants crossed into the U.S. in 2 days.
As long as you clear the bridge, you should be good.
And in remote Jacamba Hot Springs, California, Colombian Carlos Andres Vasquez says processing is backlogged.
Venimos como ganado, venimos.
He says 20 people were packed like animals in the back of a van. Some border crossings have been forced to temporarily close in recent days to move agents to overwhelmed facilities. I'm Norman Hall.
Recent Chinese military movements around Taiwan were quote-unquote abnormal, the island's defense minister said on Friday, flagging amphibious exercises in addition to drills Taipei has observed in the province facing the island. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese Thursday announced the government will conduct a year-long inquiry into the country's approach to COVID-19. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Australian efforts to contain the virus were some of the most restrictive in the world, with residents of Melbourne spending more time in lockdowns than almost any other urban area. An inquiry announced by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will look at the health and economic issues raised by the COVID-19 pandemic and bureaucratic obstacles to responding to it. Three independent experts to be appointed by the government will examine vaccinations, the availability of personal protective equipment, and public health campaigns. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
A former senior FBI agent is expected to plead guilty on Friday to charges he concealed $225,000 in cash payments from a former Albanian intelligence officer who became a source in an FBI investigation, court records show. Charles McGonigal, who led the FBI's counterintelligence division in New York before retiring in 2018, is scheduled to appear at a plea hearing in Washington federal court. He pleaded guilty to a conspiracy charge last month in a separate case related to his work for Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska while Deripaska was under U.S. sanctions. Parts of the U.S. East Coast are under a tropical storm warning on Friday. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
It's time to batten down the hatches in the Carolinas and coastal mid-Atlantic. Meteorologists at the National Hurricane Center say a low-pressure system designated as potential tropical cyclone 16 is headed toward the North Carolina coast and will move across eastern North Carolina, southeastern Virginia, the eastern shore, and head towards southern New England over the weekend. Forecasters say there's a high chance it will strengthen, bringing the potential for heavy rain, damaging winds, high waves, and flooding from a storm surge above normal at high tide. A tropical storm warning's in effect from Cape Fear, North Carolina, to Fenwick Island, Delaware, the Outer Banks, and the Chesapeake Bay. I'm Jennifer King.
Workers at Apple stores in France began a nationwide strike over pay and working conditions on Friday in a protest designed to coincide with the launch of the iPhone 15. It's the latest headache for the tech giant in France after it was forced to stop selling its iPhone 12 model earlier this month for above-threshold radiation. Apple disputes the findings of the French watchdog. About 30 staff were picketing outside the company's store in Opera in central Paris, one of three in the French capital. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.